Today we interview a gentleman named Osama. He laughs because that name may bring certain images to the minds of Americans. However, this Osama is a Christian living in a predominantly Muslim nation, and he's very happy to take you to some sites that are often overlooked. His story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
For our broadcast, I was recently in the country of Jordan with Osama Swahat, a lifelong resident of Jordan. He loves to share the sights of his country. Osama is a Christian in a predominantly Muslim nation.
Around 5% of the population, but previously, let's say about 25 years ago, we were about 18%. Because of the inflation and because of the ISIS problems and neighboring areas, people are trying to find better chances outside Jordan.
Osama lives in Madaba. You've probably not heard of it, but its Christian traditions bring many tourists here.
Well, Madaba, my friend, is a really good place to visit. The word Madaba means the source of water. About 450,000 person visited Madaba last year, and you can wander around the area by yourself. You don't need even a tourist company to arrange things for you because you just follow the line in the street.
He's referring to a literal line on the sidewalks that leads people to many sites, including amazing mosaics, hundreds of years old, that show the Holy Lands. And just a short distance from the city is Mount Nebo, famous in the Bible for an important leader who got a view from the top.
Moses actually died in here somewhere, and nobody knows exactly where he was buried. Through his trip from Sinai Desert all the way to this spot, they were lost in Sinai Desert for around 40 years. At the end of the tour, he reached this spot in here, and he saw the Promised Land, but he died before reaching it.
You too can go to the top of Mount Nebo and peer west into Israel, the Promised Land that Moses was seeking. An amazing church, recently renovated to show its ancient tile work, is also at the summit. There's still much more to share from this country, though. So Osama joins us next time as we travel the countryside on top of Mount Nebo in the country of Jordan. I'm Andrew McRae.